I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Opening week on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hands-Free Skechers Slip-Ins. Just step in and go. And speaking of the opening week of football coming up, did I hear correctly that our friends Chris Ello and Matt Scraby are going to be broadcasting live from Las Vegas?
Is that true?
Tomorrow and Friday from Circa Stadium Swim.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool. And I was just checking the weather forecast. It actually is going to start cooling down both here and in Vegas. It's going to be below triple digits by the end of the weekend. And we are supposed to get a cool down. I think Saturday,
the
temperatures are finally going to come down and be a little cooler than normal going into next week. I am so sick of the heat and the humidity that we've been experiencing. Why you smile like that?
Beautiful outside. Beautiful. It's gorgeous.
94 degrees the other day.
Gorgeous. Beautiful.
You have the appreciation of someone who didn't live here their whole life and
Correct.
Is completely spoiled by the weather like I am.
Grew up where it was actually hot.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I grew up here.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a long
stretch of unpleasantness
mind. Look what I wear shorts now. The heat has driven me into shorts.
I see that.
I wear shorts every day now, and I was so vehemently against it. It has been warm, for sure. But man, driving home every day, I'm like, yeah, it's warm, for sure.
Shame me when I wore shorts to work.
Well, because here's the problem. I would look over, and your shorts would be up by your balls, and I would see your creamy white thighs, and nobody wants to see it. Mine are, decently covered. Look. So you don't see much skin on the legs. I would look over and they would be riding up to your crotch. That's what people don't want to see.
When you sit down, pants and shorts ride up
shorts.
Is there anything you can do about it
other than
constantly adjusting every single...
Look at that.
Every moment of the day?
You also wear short shorts.
I'm wearing
Short shorts? Ben wears short shorts.
That's all they make nowadays are shorts that are above the knee.
Style now. It's definitely... I go to buy shorts and I'm shocked by how short they are.
Your shorts were not purchased in the last 25 years. I promise you.
I will tell you, I have at least three pairs of shorts that were purchased in the last 12 months.
From where?
And they're much shorter.
From where?
Costco. Than they used to be.
Well, anyway... It feels warm. I coached in it on Saturday and Sunday. It was toasty. I was sweating.
Here's how I gauge it.
I was sweating bad. But you drive home, the sun's shining, it's like, man, I got no complaints.
Sure, it's beautiful. I gauge it by, I get a weekly update from SDG&E on just how your monthly bill is looking, and they tell you like what you're on pace for to spend that month, and the last month or so, I mean, our SDG&E has skyrocketed.
Yeah, I have solar, so my bills are usually $20, whatever. Over 200 this last month, yeah, even like with the
700.
Solar. Yeah, it's a lot. Hey, little quiz for the millennial over here in Paul. What's that a slogan for? We wear short shorts. You remember that? Do you remember that one? Because it was on TV constantly when Woods and I were kids.
I don't. I remember it was on The Simpsons.
Was it? It's for Nair.
Nair, hair removal cream.
Does that hurt?
I don't know. I've never used a depilatory cream
should we try
before.
It?
On the air?
I'm tired of the manscape. I'm tired of it. Right? Like, I'm just over it. Does Nair hurt?
That's not where I want to be testing out the cream, though, for the first time.
Well, try it on your arm.
I mean, that'd be somebody a safer place to try it.
Somebody says no, but it stinks. I can deal with that. As long as it gets... I'm so open. The hair is growing way too fast.
How does it not burn your skin? If it's
taint.
If it's melting your hair, why is your skin
it
okay?
It smells like rotten eggs.
Really?
There's got to be something better. There's got to be something better. Question. Would you ever go to a professional?
Like a wax? Like a waxing
yeah,
salon?
Be like, hey, look. The undercarriage has got to get tightened up here a little bit. Would you?
I mean, I've never really thought about it.
I have, no.
Well,
have
listen,
you?
No, I never have. And I've never really thought about it until about 3 weeks ago. I was like, maybe I would. Maybe I would. Just go to a pro. But you walk in, you're like, hey, man, I'm sorry for this.
It's got
to
be a really uncomfortable situation, though. For everybody involved.
Yeah, I wonder if they probably see some men in there, but like, I don't know. I've thought about it.
I mean, it's so common that you
yeah,
know,
it's so
women
common. They have a whole
do it all the
shop.
Time.
Shop, right? Like, there's a place you go get it done.
Women are much stronger than men.
Absolutely. We did a bit one time where the lady came in on our old show and had that hot wax, and she jammed it up my nose, and it sits and hardens, and then she rips it out, and it hurt like a MF. It hurt.
I'd rather have
so bad.
That done down below than in my nose.
Really?
Oh, the nose sounds like the worst possible place.
Save that, Paul. I'd rather have that done down below. somebody says epilators are so painful. Yeah, it would have to because like it like rubs the hair off of your body. I don't know.
It like burns it off,
yeah.
Right? Like melts it like acid.
I have no idea.
Or something.
It's awful.
I have no idea, but. I love this combo. We should have more of them.
This, of course, was all about Chris and Scravey going to Vegas.
I don't know how we got there.
Not sure how,
but we did.
Hot weather, creams. We wear short shorts.
Would you get laser treatment so that it lasts
gone forever?
Lasts for a long time.
Permanent solutions like tattoos, laser hair removal. I'm not a big fan of the permanency of it.
Okay.
Styles change.
Like,
what if you had all your hair taken off and then in 20 years it's like,
hold on.
Yeah, big hair. The hairy is the way to go.
Trust me.
Save that.
Harry is the way to go. If you could lock in and the guy's like, look, I'm giving you this one haircut. It lasts you for the rest of your life. Are you in?
And it looks perfect now?
You take
I
it.
I just don't know.
You take it.
So
you can grow a ponytail?
So convenient.
Ben's like, but I can't grow my man bun ponytail. You have to. You have to take that, right? If the guy's like, I'm going to lock you in right now, but you never have to come back.
What if in like 10 years, like some evil dictator rises and their hair looks exactly like yours?
Your hair looks exactly like an evil dictator. I don't know what you're talking about. You look like one already.
There you go, evil.
Oh my God, that was good. Is it Rhino Report time?
It is.
And Jeff Passan has not texted you back, right?
Apparently
Harry
not.
Is the way to go. What was that, Ben?
Harry is the way to go.
So good. Well, I'm mulling it over. I'll tell you right now, I'm mulling some things over in my life.
Go for it, Polly.
Hey, get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rhino Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rhino Report. With Paul Reindel.
Hey guys, it's Paul here.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Reindel Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3, The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood?
I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
All right.
All right.
That was funny as hell, man.
That was good.
Good stuff.
Harry's the way to go.
Harry's the way to go.
H is four.
H is four. H is in.
Harry is the way to go.
Good luck. Good luck.
Hi, Pauly.
Hi.
Take it away.
All right, we'll get started here. I got one sportsy story for you. So we've been talking about it in the Rinder Report the last few days. The players that have gone on to the NFL and NBA respectively and now not made their teams and then gone back to college. Specifically, both players, LSU. It's more of an LSU thing. We've kind of been labeling it as a college football or college athletics thing. But it, really, LSU is the one that's drawing all of this criticism. And yesterday, the Big Ten and the SEC both unanimously passed a rule that opposes athletes leaving for the NFL or any professional sport and then returning to have college eligibility. Now,
but he
LSU, which conference are they in? That's right. They're in the SEC. Yep. So it's actually unknown if they're going to still be allowed to sign Daquan Wright and R.J. Lewis Jr. was the basketball player.
I thought they already did. I thought it was...
Well, they did, but
they have intentions
to
go.
They're not allowed to play because of conference rules. My guess is there will be another lawsuit. And
but wait, they signed them.
Yeah.
Season starts in a couple weeks.
It does, yes.
Yeah.
So are they there working out? Are they not? Like, what's the... Because I know Marcus Freeman was going to sign that tight end.
Right.
And ESPN, we can't get him in school in time.
ESPN says school officials at LSU did not immediately return requests for comment. It's unclear if football coach Lane Kiffin and basketball coach Will Wade are continuing to pursue those players in violation of the new conference rules.
So they just instituted that rule?
Literally.
They thought they found a loophole, and then a new rule is like, we know what, we're going to put this on the
Big
books.
Ten said, yeah, they're not going to fly in our conference. SEC said, yeah, we're, like, it was unanimous. All the people voted
maybe
on.
Maybe this is a way for the Pac-12 to get an advantage. No, we're fine with it.
We're good with it.
Any former pros want to come play for our conference?
Johnny Manziel.
You're absolutely welcome.
You're starting quarterback.
There's only one thing you need now to be eligible for college athletics. A good lawyer.
Yeah.
Or even probably a mediocre lawyer can get it done at this point.
You can find
eligibility.
They did release like a step-by-step explanation of the rules for the SEC. Institutions in the SEC are not permitted to have an athlete on its roster who has, and there's three bullets here. Number one, previously declared for the NFL, NBA, or WNBA draft and did not appropriately withdraw from the draft. Number two, if you have signed a contract with an NFL or other professional football league, the NBA/G League, or the WNBA affiliate team, any contract with them, ineligible for college.
Okay.
Pretty much the way it's always been. And then been listed on an NFL or other professional league's roster, G League, WNBA. If you are on their roster at any point, you are deemed ineligible to play in the SEC.
Makes sense.
A lot of things make sense that don't end up being enforced in college athletics.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. This does not make sense, but it makes sense to talk about it here in the Rinder Report, tell you about all the weird and bizarre food collaborations. KFC and Oreo have partnered up for the latest one. Now, I think we talked about a couple of weeks ago they had fried chicken flavored Oreos coming out. Well, they've reversed it now, and they have a fried chicken Oreo sandwich coming out. The fried chicken Oreo sandwich is your standard KFC chicken patty filet.
What is that sauce?
It looks horrible.
That's
it
disgusting.
Looks so bad.
I'm glad you asked, Woodsy. Well, first, the bun is what really stands out. It's in chocolate looking flavored Oreo bun. It's an Oreo cookie looking bun, flavored bun, they said. And then that is
doo-doo
mashed
sauce.
Potatoes no. Dusted in Oreo cookie crumbles. Mashed potatoes dusted in cookie crumbles.
It's really
on top of a fried chicken patty.
The lettuce, and then the bottom of the... Yeah, it's got the lettuce, so it's healthy.
Yeah. Put some lettuce in there.
And then the bottom would be the Oreo bun. So
it's
this is going to...
I don't feel like chocolate and chicken are a good combo in any way.
No, I don't either. I've never had the desire to dip my chicken into...
Skewer into a fondue.
Like if you had a fondue?
If you had a bucket of KFC, regular KFC chicken in here, and a bottle of the Hershey syrup, I don't know that I'd want to like drizzle that onto the chicken.
It's filthy, man. That looks filthy.
So
that's the best shot they got, by the way. That's the
promo shot. That's and the it best does one. Not look appealing.
Yeah, the bread does look like pumpernickel, but it's not. It's chocolate flavored. Pumpernickel looks pretty good, except for that
pumpernickel
that
is such a funny word.
It's good bread, man.
Pumpernickel.
Yeah, I like it.
Is going to begin in China at all KFCs. And then I believe the way they usually do that is they're just going to gauge how popular is it, is there any interest in America? But it's going to start in 2 days in China at all of the KFC participating stores. And then who knows, you might have a Oreo chicken sandwich here before too long.
Max brings up the point. Mole, like chicken mole.
Not a fan.
I do like it.
It's good.
But it doesn't taste like chocolate. It has chocolate in it.
But it doesn't taste like
it. But it's more of a spicy, deep, rich sauce. No. It doesn't taste like an Oreo cookie.
No, definitely not.
At all.
Not. It doesn't taste like chocolatey.
No.
I do not like mole. I tried it once.
Really?
Yeah, I was not a fan.
Jorge's? You ever tried the chicken mole tacos at Jorge's?
Mm-hmm. I don't like the flavor.
Delicious.
Yeah, there's certain flavors I don't like. That's one of them.
All right, finally, we will wrap it up. Anytime I see that a newscaster or weatherman, an anchor or whatever, has to join a newscast to give an explanation or an apology, I'm always going, okay, well, what happened here?
This isn't me, is it? I hope it's not.
No, this is not.
No, this is not you. We actually go to WABI in Bangor, Maine. Recently, this was a couple of days ago over the weekend, meteorologist Patrick Osborne had a laughing attack. And I've seen him. You've seen it happen on news broadcasts all the time.
I could never.
Have you never done that?
You never had the laughing?
No.
Well, on the, not on the
you've never done the... No, no, it, on TV.
No, not on TV.
But on radio, yeah. That's when I told Ben my grandmother was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Paulie, that was when you said your dog had to be put down?
Tim Curry just died a few minutes ago.
Yeah, Dolly Parton, too. It's not funny. It's not cool. That was the new laugh that we'd never heard before.
That one's literally titled Ben's Weird New Laugh.
Ben's Weird New Laugh. So good. So what got him?
Well, I'm going to let him explain. I'm going to just play this video. He joins the crew to explain what was going on. I feel like it was the scene in Anchorman when Veronica Corningstone reads the news for the first time, and they're all behind the camera, like in their underwear dancing. Yeah. It's something like that. Here's his explanation.
Tell us exactly, before you unveil what actually set you off, what happened yesterday?
Yesterday, I got a fit of laughter that I was not able to control on air, unfortunately. You know, a lot of times something funny happens and I'm able to, you know, contain myself. But this one, it was just a little too overwhelming. Okay. And I had Josh over here in the anchor desk laughing his butt off as well.
Two very stoic guys, just sort of the case of the giggles. So we'll play the clip and then, Patrick, you're going to have to tell us exactly what happened. So without further ado, let's relive it here.
And resulting in the chance for some heavier precipitation, a few bands of storms in some spots. We gotta finish up this weather right now. I'm so sorry, I'm losing my mind over here.
What?
You have those 70s, some low 80s in spots on Monday. I'm gonna have to stop screaming.
All right, real quick, gotta pause it. If you're not watching, if you're listening right now, he's like losing it. He has
like
completely lost it.
A guy with a beard
too.
He is. They have the green screen going, and they're showing the northeast part of the country. It's got all the different temperatures. He has left the screen entirely, but his mic is still going.
His mic's hot.
This happened before. Oh, jeez. All right, let me get it together real quick. I'm so sorry.
Sorry.
I'm so pleased we fallen off. This is what rain feels like.
What?
Well, let's just throw it to the 70s. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I've ever heard anybody laugh that hard.
It's in the low 80s for hilarious coastal spots. Different story, a little cooler. A load of the 70s. Josh, please take it.
What happened to professionalism, Patrick? What indeed. Okay, so, oh my goodness. Kudos to you for trying to keep going. We're 6 to 7 day. So what happened? What set you off?
It was actually something that I was trying to prank Josh on that kind of backfired. We were, Zoe, our producer, and I were making fun of Josh during the middle of our commercial break. He was yapping away about whatever he's talking about.
Okay.
And Zoe made the Charlie Brown kind of wah-wah-wah-wah sound.
On the phone. Okay, yeah.
And so I pulled it up on a video in the Weather Center. I thought it was a 5-second video, quick sound just to egg Josh on a little bit.
Yep.
Turned out it was one of those hour-long compilations where it just periodically plays it every couple minutes.
Okay.
And so I didn't realize that. I go do my live, forecast after a minute and a half of not hearing anything. And then 20 seconds in, we start getting the Charlie Brown wah-wah-wah sound. And I tried to get through it. Josh had to leave the studio. I was able to contain myself, but when he came back and we heard it one more time, we just started losing it, and the rest is history, as they say.
It certainly is. Okay.
That's incredible. I've never heard anybody laugh that hard ever. I mean,
that was all time.
I swear I heard you definitely have
the contrast between his regular voice and his laughing voice is incredible.
But then I swear I heard a fart in there, and I heard he definitely was snotting like it was over.
Totally.
I swear I heard
he heard
in his ear.
Ma'am?
He's doing the news and he hears it pop up and he just loses it. That was great.
I've seen meltdowns before. That was
it's awesome.
All time.
Oh, jeez. Oh, all right, let me get it together real quick.
This is what
I just threw into the 7 days. Oh my gosh.
Does that, Ben, does somebody need to step in and.
He needs to be fired, right? He's got to be.
Is that just. It's hard to change, the camera shots. It's pre programmed usually. So you're kind of stuck there for at least a little while until someone can adjust things to allow it to change and someone else to jump in. So he was kind of probably locked in for at least 30 to 45 seconds, as you can tell.
But he gets called into the office, right?
And what?
Shoot out?
Don't have
Stop
fun
laughing.
Anymore?
Yeah, don't do that.
No, I think they put him on the next day to probably take advantage of it. It's a viral clip. He's probably getting praise today.
Jump this weather right now. I'm so sorry.
He's definitely got some Canadian in his background.
Oh, yeah. He is straight from Canada.
And by the way, the weather in Bangor, Maine looks way more pleasant than it's been here for the last couple of weeks.
Here.
It's like 78, partly sunny.
You're
very
good.
Nice.
You're fine.
Sorry. All right, Paulie, beautiful. Very nicely done today on the Rindle Report. Let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we will give away those Padres tickets. We will set the stage, hopefully. Padres salvaging the series finale against the Pittsburgh Pirates. All coming up next, broadcasting live from our Bill House studios. We know how on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Well, I'm not sorry to tell you guys about the great deals that are going on right now at our local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford. Get down there today, this weekend perhaps. Take a look at the inventory, and the prices will certainly be right for you. The brand-new 2026 Ford F-150 STX, just $349 a month. Love mine more than anything. The 2026 Bronco Sport Big Ben, also just $349 a month. And, of course, the spacious 2026 Ford Explorer Active is also just $349 a month. Three great Ford vehicles, one incredible price of just $349 a month. And more to take advantage of, 0.7% APR financing, plus no payments for 90 days on select new Ford models. And these won't last forever, as they rarely do in the car business, right? Get down there today, your local and veteran-owned Sedano Ford in La Mesa. Let them know when you walk in that Woodsy from 97.3 The Fan sent you down there, recommended Sedano Ford to you. You can find all the details that you need, more great offers and inventory at SedanoFord.com. Once again, my friends, it's SedanoFord.com.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes, It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Woods brought to you by David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Officially announced this morning, Dave McMenamin from ESPN with the story.
Great last name.
McMenamin?
McMenamin.
Yeah. McMenamin. And we already knew this, but Bus Sports Capital, which are two of the sons of Jerry Buss and sister brothers of Jeannie Buss, are officially joining the San Diego Padres ownership group. Joey and Jesse Buss made the announcement this morning. According to ESPN, they're going to own about 5% of the team and serve on an advisory council alongside Kwanza Jones and Jose E. Feliciano.
Apparently, they grew up here. Did you know that?
In San Diego?
Yeah, right here. Look, from the Athletic article. The brothers grew up in San Diego. Joey and I had the privilege of learning from our father, then spending nearly two decades building our own careers.
Their dad didn't grow up in San Diego.
In professional basketball operations. We saw it firsthand, blah, 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 blah. He goes on and on and on.
Maybe mom lived in San Diego for a while.
So the brothers grew up in San Diego, and it says, through Bus Capital, we look forward to bringing that experience to the ownership group, supporting Kwanza and Jose's vision for the Padres, doing everything we can to help bring a World Series championship to San Diego. I don't know much about them at all, other than what I just saw in this article.
I would say that there has been a lot of drama surrounding the Bus family.
I think anytime your father passes away and leaves you something like that. Yeah. And it's sad that it gets that way, but I think it's pretty standard.
I think it's smart to lean into whatever time you grew up in San Diego, even if it was for like 8 months.
100%.
Because they're going to have that LA. They're going to have that L.A. thing on them that they're trying to distance themselves from after working for the Lakers.
Well, we should be used to it now at this point.
Sure.
Like, yeah, this is what we have.
Yeah, I mean, it's not as though the Lakers have been a bad organization by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
In basketball, they are, you know, while a more mom-and-pop organization compared to some other teams that were more corporate, had plenty of success over the years. The Laker way is not the worst way to go in professional sports.
Yeah, North County Chris says, we've all watched Succession. I mean, holy crap, dude, it's exactly right. Power struggle and I want this and I get this. It's sad. It really is.
We said when Peter passed away, like in the weeks after, we were like, look, hopefully it doesn't get to this, but
when will
history would say when something like this happens, it usually gets a little contentious when you're talking about that kind of money
It's so funny because, I mean, you obviously, Benny, you grew up in that whole world, the Lakers, Dr. Buss world, right? My only knowledge of it is from any documentary I've seen and, of course, from Winning Time. And all I think of is John C. Reilly. Yeah. And I'm like,
that's
man,
not really fair.
I get it. I fully get it. But it is what's colored my perception. And I'm like, What a legend. What an absolute legend Dr. Buss was, based on that story from Jeff Perlman. It's such a good show.
So what that news of the Buss brothers officially joining ownership, we were talking about it earlier. I don't remember if we talked about it on the show or not, though. So one of the interesting things that I was hearing about on Passan's podcast yesterday was the theory of the Lakers sale and how it's going to impact Mark Walter and his ownership of the Dodgers. And the theory is Jeannie Buss is fighting this sale of Correct. The Lakers by Mark Walter. She is fighting this one hard. And if she continues to fight that and it drags out, it could drag out years in court. If Mark Walter needs to get cash fast and he can't close that sale because it's dragged out in court for months or years, would he then have to sell the Dodgers?
You know, and Passan mentioned that, and I saw that part as well.
It's interesting.
She is fighting it and could potentially hold up that sale from what I understand.
I feel like she's more fighting her own brothers, though, who all voted to sell their 18% share.
But as long as she is fighting that, it can the sale go through?
Yeah, no, I'm sure it makes it a lot more complicated.
Now, the best person to answer that question would be Jeff Passan. So we're still waiting on him to text Paulie. We're running out of time.
We've got a couple more days this week.
That's true.
You never know. He may still join us, but he said he would. So, but we didn't lock in a time, so it could be tomorrow, could be Friday. Who knows?
Yeah.
What do you think about this comment from Jesse Buss, just quickly? We saw firsthand what it takes to build a championship organization. Throughout our careers, we've applied those lessons across talent evaluation, roster construction, player development, and long-term organizational planning. While every sport is different, we believe the principles behind building sustained success are universal. Can you go from a basketball team to a baseball team and go, hey, I kind of know what I'm doing. I did this in basketball.
I mean, maybe. Listen.
We saw
There's no great answer to it, right? So I'm seeing it in
organizational culture could be a thing.
Culture is a thing.
I mean, we saw Paul DePodesta try going from baseball to football. I don't think he had an enormous amount of success with that.
He went
from Browns, right?
No, he went football to baseball to the Rockies and has
But he started in baseball.
Started baseball, went to football
with Billy Beane.
And went, well, yeah.
And then Tom Garfinkel start here and then go to the Dolphins.
The Dolphins, yeah. Yep.
But he's more of a businessy type. Well, I guess they're more on the businessy side as well.
You know,
one of them was in operations, like an actual, the sports side of it. I forget if it was Joey or Jesse, but, you know, like would be in A.J. Preller's department if the equivalent was the same.
Dan Kroenke. Oh, good.
He's had success.
Yep.
As an owner. Successful guy. Multiple sports, for sure.
It's funny, though, because, Benny, I think we've all realized there is no blueprint because you have Buster Posey. This is one of the greatest baseball players, you know, legend. And can he run the Giants properly? Can he make the right decisions? So far, no, he hasn't. He hasn't done a great job.
The Buses came in and were like, hey, this is how we train our guys. Like, different sports, guys. Right. But if they're like, no, this is the culture and the office and stuff.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Winning culture.
I think, you know, culture does matter. But I think the culture is pretty good here. But we just haven't won the big one yet. I think culture is better than it's ever been.
If you'd like to experience it firsthand, we got some tickets to give away right now for the September 8th game. First 40,000 fans will receive a free Fernando Tatis Jr. City Connect bobblehead. You also get to see the three of us throw out a first pitch. Tickets are available at Padres.com/tickets. Third caller, though, right now is going to win a pair. 833-288-0973. 833-288-0973. Give us a call, win some tickets, and we will come back and wrap up the Wednesday edition of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Final segment
of our. Can I make an apology real quick?
You may apologize for anything you'd like, Paul.
I would like to apologize.
Apologize.
Apologize to new Padres owner Jose E. Feliciano, control person. Because we were talking about him yesterday when we were talking about Monday's press conference. And I said, yeah, the only thing I probably wouldn't have done is mentioned we won't talk about the team that I used to root for.
I think,
like a lot of people, assumed that meant he was a Dodgers fan.
I did as well. And we were wrong, weren't we?
I was very wrong. I saw, I think on Reddit, somebody posted, Marty had a clip with her and Darren, and she said that during the scrum after the press conference, she had a few minutes with Jose, and she said she was able to confirm he was a Yankees fan growing up.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. So if we don't hate Woods here for being a Yankee fan.
Said it,
he really made it sound like it was a Dodger.
I think he was trying to avoid saying the word Dodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. I mean, Dodgers is way worse, right?
Like, sure.
Way worse. But
then he said later, I'm used to hating the Dodgers.
Oh, like, perfect.
I have no problem hating the Dodgers. So I got, then he wasn't a Dodgers fan. And yes, I saw later, he was a Yankees fan growing up.
I was talking to my dad about the the difference, because it's like I was going to tell Jeff Passan today, there's a Dodger fatigue, right? But I also remember back in the day, Benny, there was a huge Yankee fatigue, right? Mm-hmm. Back when they're winning championships in the 90s and stuff. I vividly recall.
Hey, they're not breaking any rules.
Right? And it was like, yeah, George paid out of pocket for his players. He went and got the best ones that he could, but he paid out of pocket, and he paid then. He paid when the bill was due. It wasn't, yeah, we're going to get Giambi, we're going to pay him $1, and then we're going to pay him $1 billion later. It was, I'm going to go out and pay him. And it sucked, and the teams got gutted, and that's how it worked. But there's just Dodger fatigue right now. There's major Dodger fatigue. And it's before the advent of social media, where you had national writers telling every other fan base, like, you're wrong. You're wrong. This is totally great. They're totally smart. They're the best at everything. And what they've done, when they went out and got David Cone and Roger Clemens, they pitched in May. They pitched in June. They pitched in July. They pitched in August. They pitched in September. They also pitched in October in the World Series. It wasn't this, we're going to stash guys and manipulate ILs and all the things that we've seen them do. Again,
Yankees also had like the greatest core of homegrown talent.
Correct.
Like that you could put it up against any team in history.
Ever. Right.
Group, at least.
Right.
Jeter, Rivera, Posada, those
Bernie
guys.
Williams. Yeah, yeah, I mean, that was kind of the deal. But I get it. I totally get the fatigue, and that's kind of what we're all experiencing.
I think for me, when it comes to, the Jeff Passan conversation, and again, I think he's one of the good ones, and I respect his work. And I don't think he's in the bag for the Dodgers, or he's not getting paid off by the Dodgers. But but the one thing I'm disappointed is that when he said things like, they kind of cracked the code.
Right.
And even if he, and it did, I think it looked that way to a lot of people, and because they had been so successful.
Sure.
But there is a truth about baseball. There's really no code to crack. And I think we all know this at this time. There is no one formula that is the right way to win at baseball.
It just has never been the case over 150 years of baseball. There are advantages. Like, did the A's crack the code with Moneyball? Yeah, they found something pretty transformative. How many World Series did it win for them? None. There's no way, no matter how smart you are and how many, you know, things that you can do right, that you can truly game the system in baseball.
Correct.
So it should raise a few suspicions at how well the Dodgers are, you know, successfully playing right
and
now.
And it did. You know, it did, and it has for the last couple of years. But again, you know, those flags will fly forever, certainly. And, you know, what will happen remains to be seen. Mark Walter has come out and, you know, he's being defended by Guggenheim, and they're saying, no, there was no malfeasance, no improprieties here. So, hey, it could all go away, and this is a non-issue. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But, yeah, man, I thought I thought it would have been cool to chat with him today and, you know, clear the air if there's air that needs to be clearing. And I think he's great at what he does. I've told him that several times. Mm-hmm. He's sensitive, too, and I get it. You know, I think he got murdered yesterday. But what he said, at least in the text, was Padre fans told me that I was a clown. And I'm like, yeah, man, I saw about 29 fan bases going after you yesterday. I wouldn't relegate it here, you know. So it's been fun.
And that's just the nature of baseball of the beast. Fans. Dodgers fans say we're clowns. Padres fans say we're clowns sometimes.
Sure.
You're going to get that no matter what you tweet, no matter what you put out there. If it's widely read, you will be mocked for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no subtlety anymore.
No.
Or like there's no sarcasm. Is kind of a lost art as well. So, but yeah, Jeff, I think Jeff's great at what he does. I didn't see this quote. K-Law says, my passion hate will not leave. What did he said? My passing hate will not leave that the Padres would have been dumb, because he said the Padres would have been dumb not to trade Miller this season. I didn't hear that. But I'm glad they kept Mason Miller. You know, last night's home run notwithstanding, I thought it was just, he's a great Padre.
No, absolutely. And
he's also allowed to have an opinion.
The only reason we were thinking you wouldn't.
Yeah, he is.
That was his opinion.
The only reason you were thinking of trading Mason Miller was the idea that you almost certainly weren't going to make the playoffs, so what's the point of having Mason Miller closing out games that are meaningless when you could get something for him? But now that the playoffs are a very realistic possibility and the Padres are in playoff position,
they're not 30th in every offensive category.
There wouldn't have been a discussion about
it
had that been the case. Like, no, Padres are, you know, probably going to the postseason. You absolutely want Mason Miller to shorten games and lock down wins. The only discussion you had is, yeah, Padres are going to 9 games out. You're throwing out this closer that is doing nothing for you, man. So why not trade him? But in hindsight, yeah, it was silly that we were even having the conversation. We just didn't know that the Padres were going to get so locked in and play such good baseball,
yeah,
you know, for the month of July into August like we've seen. So, yeah, no, we're not back to the Mason Miller thing, as David says.
No. Mason
it's over.
Miller's
that conversation is over.
Until next trade deadline.
Correct. Yeah.
Or even offseason.
I mean, look, Padres are Tatis is constantly in trade rumors. That's never going to end. Why would it stop with Mason Miller?
Yeah,
the national people are always going to be like,
get him to New York.
Yeah,
I saw it after it.
It's going to keep happening.
He played really well in New York, and they're like, he's made for this stage. He needs to be on this stage. And I'm like, I don't know, man. He's pretty happy and playing pretty well on this stage as well.
Don't forget, tomorrow, Thursday, we will have Eno Saris joining us after he was sick last week. So get back to some smart baseball. I'll guess I'm Ben Woods, appear on the SDCCU fan hotline. It's not Big Bank Banking, it's better. Plus, Brett Boone, who we had on earlier today, will join us in studio for the Epic Wings, Epic Padres Roundtable coming up at 9 o'clock. And he's already on notice. And you can see the twinkle in his eye, thinking about rookie pranks that he saw or pulled while he was a Major League Baseball player.
For all the ball busting and screwing around that I like, I do not really like pranks. I don't like to do them, and I don't like to get them.
So I agree with you.
Like, if it's like an audio prank, I don't mind. But what I don't want to do is sit in my chair and it fall apart. I don't want to go down to my car and you guys have flattened my tires.
Right.
Like, that's the stuff. If you guys are like, hey, we caught Woods on some secret audio, great. I don't care. That's funny. But like a one that is, you know, did something that's like
Is the juice worth the squeeze when it comes to
I love watching them. I just don't like being
like
involved.
Like the one that Cody Deckard pulled on Jeff Francoeur.
God bless, dude. That's one of the funniest things I've ever
heard. It was funny, but man, they had to ride with that for how many weeks? They pretended like one of their teammates was deaf. Yeah. And Jeff Francoeur was not in on it. And everybody else on the team, with Cody Deckard as the ringleader, said, we are going to pretend that we have a deaf teammate.
Correct.
And they convinced Jeff Francoeur that the guy was deaf for weeks until finally letting him in on the joke.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is with that, you're with those guys so much, you got to find something to pass the time. It's, you know, the breakup, the monotony and the grind of everyday, you know, playing, and now I got to go hit off the tee. Now I got to go take front toss. Now I got to take ground. You know what I mean? Like, that gets old fast, I'm sure. So you have to find a way, and that's why they do that stuff, dude. But I'm not the biggest fan, you know? I'm never going to walk up behind you like Jackass with a razor and bzzz, the back of your head. You know? That's not funny to me.
Thank you.
I would never do that.
Oh, I'm glad. So don't do it to me. That. No, I was never planning on it.
One of the funniest ones I saw, and I watch them with my kids sometimes, is there's a, like in Venice Beach, you know, they have those showers on the beach?
Yeah.
And you can get behind it. And there's the people come up, they get in the water, they come out and they shower off. And sometimes they bring shampoo. And they just give a good rinse. They want to get all the gunk out. And there's a dude above them dropping a little more shampoo on their heads. And they can't get the shampoo out because he keeps adding it. Bro, I was like convulsing. Now, that's a funny prank. But if you did it to me, I'd be furious. Because if I'm sitting there going, I can't get the shampoo out of my head. So, yeah, I don't like – we did it in college a lot. I don't like it now.
You're always scared that if you leave the shampoo in your hair too much, you're going to – end up with sticky, dirty hair.
You have a completion fetish, right?
Yes. So you got to get every drop of shampoo out.
It has to be out.
And as you still see the suds running down, you go, I guess I got to get back in
and
there.
And there's a guy just standing above you going, boop,
just a little bit, a little
drop
bit more.
It, and you're just going, like, okay, I can't get it out.
Okay, there it is. No, still more suds coming out.
Bro, we did it in college. We walked in, turned our fan on in our apartment, and baby powder. They put tons of baby powder on each fan blade, and you turn your fan on because it's 1,000 degrees, and now your apartment's covered in baby powder. My buddy,
see, that to me is, if you're forcing the person
to clean up
a ton of work to clean it up, it's not funny anymore.
All right, I was part of this one, but we leaned a half full garbage can, like a plastic garbage can, against the kid's door.
So when he opened it, it fell in water.
And like water and ketchup and mustard, like anything we could throw in the mix.
How's that funny?
I mean, I was 18, so it was funny then, but that kid sucked for him. We weren't, like, bullying him, and we were all friends, but, yeah, I don't like that stuff.
Sorry, I was just over here texting Jeff Passan.
He will join us for the last 8 seconds of the show here in 22 seconds.
He goes, oh, I'm so sorry, can you fit me in the final hour? I said, well, we got about 2 minutes left, but he's going to join us tomorrow morning.
Good.
Okay. All right, so Jeff Passan
tomorrow
on the docket for Thursday. That was a 4-hour tease for the Jeff Passan interview tomorrow.
Indeed.
With Ben and Woods. Eno and Jeff. Now, that's quite the duo.
That's a big day.
Leading into a roundtable. And then on Friday, we'll have Craig Stammen, hopefully coming off a win for the manager's report. All right, that is it for us. Padres baseball at 1:10 this afternoon. Until then, Brandon and Frank for Paulie, for Woods. I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.